What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream before 24/7. Maybe you've gone and then downloaded us as a podcast at your... Oh. Enjoy it. At your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuckaroni Tony out of it.
Yay!
It's Monday.
Oh, shit.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the shit show!
Pre-COVID retro.
I've thrown myself off track.
Oh, you were talking about the podcast.
And, did I say that your favorite podcasting app? Did I say thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon every time you
did
go to buy shit? I don't think
I didn't.
If you use that link, we get a little commissione on your purchase. Doesn't cost you anything.
Pay us!
Just helps us out here.
Jeff Bezos. Pay us, Jeff.
Flies by and throws coins out of his private jet.
Does he have the power of flight?
And those that aren't killed by the coins.
Oh, yes. Oh, I just love those billionaires making it rain lethally.
Join us during the show. Tweet us at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also anytime join our boisterous at times Facebook conversations on some of our some of the stuff that we put up on the Facebook.
Yes.
Crab diving there. Crab diving on the Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just want to get this. I just want to just say this. There's a lot to be pissed off about.
Really?
Yeah.
Get a hallelujah.
God. It's just. Yeah. Yes.
Shelby agrees too.
Right. Damn it, Shelby. God, this fucking religion shit. It really is. I mean, I was thinking about this. Like, this is the anti-science party.
Anti-intellectualism in general. Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
This is government for and by the stupid fucking people. And now we can't go outside because there's a fucking pandemic that's been mismanaged by a racist, fascist fuck tool.
Right.
So, you know. Vote accordingly.
The Isaac Asimov, he was a
he made spaceships
famous among other things, but he was a famous and he also wrote college level chemistry books, was it?
Oh, shit.
Something like that, or some science. He was a poobah.
So he had science and science fiction both.
Right.
I wonder which one informed more.
And he used to just make himself write like 8 hours a day. That was it.
Yeah.
If he got bored with one, he'd write a chemistry manual or something.
How scary, though, in a way. Like, some guy like that, that smart, he can just, if you're having a bad day and you really need to, I don't know, you need a discovery or something, you just think, you know what, I was going to write about this in chapter whatever, this book, I'll just say it's real and, you know, people won't fuck with me because I'm Isaac Asimov. Everybody loves me.
Right.
So here's this isn't real. And that, you know,
He said something. I can't find the exact. I can find it if I really feel like it. Quote, but about that one of the problems that we have an anti-intellectualism in this country at its root.
Oh, that's on our Facebook page.
Let me see, ignorance. Thanks for buying it.
Yes.
Buying it through Amazon. Right. There is a cult of ignorance in the United States, and there has always been. Mm-hmm. The strain of anti-intellectualism has been a constant thread winding its way through our political and cultural life, nurtured by the false notion that democracy means that my ignorance is just as good as your knowledge.
And that's bad. That is bad, right? Right. And most people know that's bad.
Well, not right now, because and that's why I think Rupert Murdoch will shit these not.
Yes.
End up being like one of the great Satans of this time period.
That's
because
impressive.
He has created these right wing.
Yeah.
He has metastasized the right wing media to three continents.
Right. And he's validating.
And poisoned.
Yeah.
The well enough and just went through his empire and then started swinging his big saggy money purse around and just started buying shit until he controlled the media or conservative media at least on three different fucking continents.
You know what's crazy is that I know he's made a lot of money, right? He's made a lot of money.
He's done okay.
I mean, how much more money did he make because he embraced the evil? I mean, what if he wasn't such a cunt? Do you know what I mean? I mean, did he have to take this so far? Was the payoff for him worth it in England
with the rags, right? The tabloids that followed the.
But he's doing this because he's a believer. He's a believer in the dark side.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I mean, you know, probably considers himself a libertarian.
Is he an evangelical? Does he believe in Jeebus?
I don't know. I think he may. A little, but I don't think he's. I don't think it's a driving force. I think he sees them as useful idiots.
Right. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Because, you know, officially on Fox, there's no real. You know, there's a lot of Christianist undertones.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no, like, Christian shows.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right, right.
I mean, they do give a platform to a lot of the loonies, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
a lot of their people talk about religious shit. Like, when Starbucks. Refused to put any shout out to the baby Jesus on their cups for Christmas that year. I believe it was a Fox guy that got his, you know, his panties in a wad over it.
Right. Well, and Pat Robertson.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Let's not forget Pat Robertson.
Okay. No, you can't forget him. I mean, he's like he is a vampire. I think he's a weird evangelical vampire.
But the deal is that the woman didn't realize who's an associate. Her name was Jess or something, Jessica. That when questioning me about Starbucks and its lattes, that it's a concoction of milk. The John Stewart woman associate, I said yes, it is a concoction of milk with some flavoring in it. Yes. And I said to her that milk is something that's produced by the mammary glands, and it is a body fluid, however, albeit produced by the mammary glands, and people tend to like its taste, it tends to nourish people, it tends to give life, is probably, you know, it's a strange thing that milk comes from the mammary glands, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I said that semen, because you know what? They had this thing going back a year ago with me talking about semen and Starbucks lattes, and they do put it in there. And many people slammed me and said,
"They do put it in there." He's a minute in, and he finally gets to the subject, and he's like, "And they do put it in there in the lattes."
Still, there would be. I mean, we've discussed this on previous
Pastor
episodes
Manning.
Of crab diving.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying that there would be. Would there be a picture or some sort of document? Can you catch someone in the act at some point? Like have an undercover guy there at the place, and then when it's
well,
time
I don't
to
think they have a.
Fertilize
I don't think
latte.
They have an associate back there whipping one back off into the latte mix.
We got a whole line of people out there. Yeah. I'm going to need you to sit down and drink this Gatorade. Lattes.
His
argument there, though, is sperm is the same as milk.
Well, I can keep going.
Okay, I'm just curious.
A little bit more.
A year ago with me talking about semen and Starbucks lattes, and they do put it in there. And many people slammed me and said I should get off of it. One guy wrote me and told me he wasn't going to send me any more offerings until I stopped talking about semen and Starbucks coffee. I told him to keep his offerings.
You pick that hill to die on, Pastor Manning. You die on Cum Hill.
It's insane. Yeah. The battle for Cum Hill.
His offerings. Oh. But at any rate, the semen is another kind of milk.
Oh,
it's
God.
Something that's produced by the testicle glands of a man.
Oh, God.
Listen, let me tell you something. If you work on a farm with this guy, give him explicit directions on what he's supposed to be doing, you know?
Well, I don't know.
Is semen's just another type of milk?
Every time Pastor Manning comes over, the bull follows him around all day. I don't understand it at all.
God, I got to put semen on another part of the food pyramid. It's milk. I didn't know that.
There's his, that's his
it's
Christian jujitsu.
It's dairy.
I think he's still there. I don't think they managed to kick him out for tax evasion. Remember, he was really close to losing the school.
Right. He wasn't paying his bills either.
They were going to rent it to an LGBTQ youth outreach program, would have driven him crazy.
Oh, God, I don't know. Do you really want to be in the building where this guy was?
Well, I mean.
Blood, semen. Milk and semen.
Over to the commie pinko liberal Huff Post. Oh, well, this is great.
Yeah.
COVID shuts down UNC campus only 1 week into classes.
Hey. Shit, man. Well, there's lots of colleges open right now. Why are you focusing on this one?
Université of North Carolina at Chapel Hill announced today, not long ago.
Yes.
That the school is moving its undergraduate courses to online only.
Damn!
Just a week after the semester began. Over the weekend, the school had announced 4 separate, in quotes, clusters.
Great!
Of COVID-19.
Fucking defined, clusters.
Defined as 5 or more cases.
Oh, God, I'm going to vomit.
In student housing.
Great! I love this idea that we got everybody to go where they were from, wherever they're fucking from, and then go to college,
student housing.
And then, dude, we're going to make them go back.
How do you make them socially distance in dorms?
Well, I don't know. But don't you have to keep all these people there? Why are they letting them go back? No. These people are already infected. Let them stay at college. They're going to go out and spread it to us now. Is that shitty of me?
As of Monday, UNC reported only 4 spaces left in their quarantine housing set aside for students who had been exposed to the virus.
Let me tell you something. The virus loves this. The virus, huge fan of all of this. And the virus, it's so weird to me. Like, I don't know.
Little red MAGA hat.
Yeah, I don't know what. Do you think the virus knows that the college only has 4 more quarantine spaces?
I don't hope not.
Jeez. Yeah, don't tell the virus.
An announcement from the chancellor and the provost there said undergraduate courses would move to remote learning as of this Wednesday.
What say you, Grand Kegel?
While, quote, our graduate professional and health affairs students will continue to be taught as they are or as directed by the schools.
Just go home.
Well, yeah, here. What happens next for the thousands of students who moved in less than 2 weeks ago is not clear. So are you fucks going to pay for how these kids are going to get home again?
Fuck yes.
And are you going to guarantee that none of them have the COVID?
Hey, listen.
And they're going to take it home?
Right. You run this place, right? I pay you to run this fucking spot, and you didn't figure out how to run it safely.
Well,
and now
governor,
it's shut down.
The governor made us open.
I want my money back, motherfucker. That's what I'd say. Fuck this. Hey, I don't give a shit. If the school did not, if they honestly thought they had a good plan for keeping, for staying open and existing in whatever the, you know, whatever their plan was, then fine. But it doesn't sound like they had much of a fucking plan.
Officials at universities around the country are scrambling to deal with these new clusters that are popping up at the start of the fall semester. Some of them, oh, what a shocker. Some of them are linked, Ryan, to off-campus parties.
Oh, yes.
And packed clubs.
Oh, my God.
Wow, I am shocked.
College kids want to fucking, they want to learn lots and they want to fuck, you know? They want to go to clubs, they want to get wasted. They don't give a fuck about social distancing. Please keep these people at home and locked in our fucking room.
At Oklahoma State in Stillwater, where a widely circulated video over the weekend showed maskless students packed into a nightclub.
Oh, God, you fuckfaces!
Officials confirmed 23 coronavirus cases at an off-campus sorority house.
You motherfucking fuckers. You know you're not supposed to do this.
The university placed the students living there in isolation and prohibited them from leaving. Who did they do it?
Oh, big
deal. Are they surrounding the house?
Yes. They can't do any of this shit.
And the co-eds can't leave?
These shitty fucking students, you shitbags. You bags of shit in the school not doing their fucking job is the reason we are doing our job, but we still can't go to the movies, and we can't go see stand-up comedy because of you stupid fucks.
Ryan Novozinski, a junior from Allentown,
yeah,
editor of the student newspaper at Oklahoma State in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Oh boy, that's a wow! Do you really have to make that?
I've never heard of Stillwater. That's why I'm horrified by what it might be like.
It's hard to make a pleasant face when you say Stillwater. Stillwater.
Well, in Oklahoma,
I'm scowling.
Put it after that. If you say Stillwater, Bahamas, I'm interested. Woo. If you say Stillwater, Oklahoma, we're gonna. There's going to be a lot of caveats.
They got great math and good PCP. Lots of it.
Ryan Novozinski, editor of student newspaper, says, these are people I have to interact with. There will be professors they interact with starting today that won't be able to fight this off.
Yeah, meaning they're going to fucking die.
Oh, wow. So here's a junior, so 20, 21.
Yeah.
Yep. Who knows what the fuck's going on? That even though they might get it and carry it and get maybe a sniffle, they may kill off their professors.
Here's how we exist. Here's how we exist in this dumb fucking country. Because we love stupid people. We suck their dicks. We don't want to make them feel bad for being stupid, ever. We are so concerned about these fucking snowflakes that now they're in charge and they fucked everything up. Because this is all stupid anti-science shit. And we're at the mercy of these fuckers. And until they decide to come around and start doing the right thing, we're going to exist in this fucking... What are we in? Like, what do you consider this? A pandemic? Yeah! Fuck you, Salt Life fuck faces! You know Salt Life? You know Salt Life?
What is Salt Life?
It's
Salt Life fuck faces.
Yes, that translates into I'm a dick bag. I'm a dick bag and I don't wear a mask and I'm a fuck. God. It's just so disheartening. We're never going to get back to the way things were if these fuck faces don't stop being fuckheads. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Jesus. University of Notre Dame reported 58 confirmed cases since students returned in South Bend, Indiana.
Wait, that's God's team!
At least two off-campus parties over a week ago have been identified as sources.
Burn in fucking hell!
At the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, where some in-person classes began Monday, school and county health officials announced over the weekend that they're trying to identify people who may have been exposed to COVID-19 earlier this month from members of one fraternity and one sorority.
Oh, my God. Listen to me. And you know, I think it's unfair that we are differentiating between these evil-ass parties and these classes. Both to the virus doesn't give a shit. It's the same thing. It's people.
All right.
In rooms together. I don't understand the classes. You don't need the classes. You can Zoom it. Or maybe you can pick up COVID and give it to someone in your life that's immunocompromised and they can fucking die. God. No vaccine.
Our neighboring state here of Alabama.
Jabez!
It says, officials are frustrated by scenes of crowded entertainment districts and bars on the first weekend as many students return to campus at University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa.
Hey, boy! Come here!
Mayor Walt Maddox.
Come here, boy!
Warned that... listen to what his priorities are.
Right.
If you don't want to protect yourself and you don't want to protect your family, I should see what Walt Maddox looks like. I don't want to.
Hi, man.
I mean, I have a vision in my head.
Walt Maddox.
Oh, he's white as fuck, but he's a younger guy, surprisingly, 47. Okay. Mayor Walt Maddox said, if you don't want to protect yourself and you don't want to protect your family and you don't want to protect your friends and thousands of jobs, maybe, maybe, you would want to protect football season. So we can have it this fall.
We're all gonna fucking die.
Look what he thinks the fucking priorities are.
Yes.
Of Alabamians. No. Look, you want to kill everybody off, but think about it. We may not have football season.
We may not be alive. That's how dumb these assholes are. That's how gloriously fucking ill-informed and stupid. And they want to bring up things like, oh, look at the death rate over here. They have some other fucking chart from Breitbart. Are you a scientist all of a sudden, you fuckheads?
You can't trust the scientists because it's all a conspiracy to get rid of Trump.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You blame Trump for everything. Why is that, liberal?
Over to the Drudge Report. Let's see what they're thinking over there.
Put some cum on this dress.
Where should we go? You want to go instead of I'm going to go to Drudge, but do you want to go to Breitbart? Do you want to go to InfoWars, WND?
Yes, I want to do Breitbart.
Pick one.
I want to do InfoWars.
No, pick one.
No. Okay. Fuck. InfoWars.
Okay. First of all, over at the Drudge Report, State of the 2020 Race, ABC Washington Post poll.
Hey. God damn it.
One end of the spectrum. Has Biden up the most recent by 12 points.
Oh, shit.
CNN had him up by 4. NBC, Wall Street Journal by 9.
Yes.
Those are the headlines.
That's humans. Humans. Those are the percentage of humans that will vote.
I guess. I don't know Biden, if they're comparing, voters.
That's good.
Or registered voters, etc.
Got it. You know, listen to these libertarians talk about how a vote for JoJo is in a vote for Trump is just like, I don't know.
No, you're going to get that every year.
Oh, my God, dude. But this year, really?
Well, I'm hoping we won't need them. I'm hoping it's not going to be as fucking close in a couple in those states, and it'll just be a blowout, and it won't fucking matter.
Don't you think what we're going through right now just screams out, we need a libertarian president?
Right, yeah. Okay, so Breitbart, only because Drudge is, kind of anti-Trump now and seems to be... It's not really establishment, but it's not as batshit as the way some things have gone.
Yeah, they're on Prozac. Somebody put Matt Drudge on an antidepressant and level him out.
Oh, Breitbart causing toilet paper and tissue sales to spike and dirty sock cleaning.
Run for cover!
Donald Trump meets Minnesota business owners affected by riots.
Oh, shit,
look at the poor people that the Negroes attack.
God damn it, Mr. President. They tore down Target.
Rioters in Portland target passers-by in violent Sunday night.
Oh, shit.
Thousands of bikers and truckers ride to New York. Back the Blue Rally. Oh, I said that wrong. Thousands of bikers and truckers ride to New York, back the Blue Rally, like good Americans.
Oh, yeah. Give me some boots. I need to lick.
Um, Biden campaign co-chair said that the FBI should investigate the Postmaster General. They're outraged by that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Sure.
Steve Scalise says Pelosi pushing post office money is a money grab.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
And you're how many trillions of dollars for your rich people?
Thank you, Steve. You little
that
fucking,
wasn't a money grab at all.
Fucking piggy.
Peter Navarro says China's hoping Biden gets elected.
Well, oh, shit.
I think the whole world is hoping.
Nobody wants Trump
except
elected.
For Russia.
Anybody on this planet that breathes air sees Trump as an existential threat, meaning to the air. Nobody wants this guy. Can't you see him fucking? I mean, God, maybe he did, and it just hasn't, you know, come to fruition yet, but I can see him ending us.
Oh, here in scare quotes, green right. California suffers 2 days of rolling electricity blackouts. Look at green California, everybody.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck off.
But the reason they're suffering blackouts is because we're having world record heat waves because of global warming.
Right.
And the electricity can't handle it because we all have to be inside our climate controlled little hovels.
Why can't the fucking Southerners understand that? Florida's hot as fuck.
All right.
You know how many times I walk outside and I'll come back in and I'll be like, God, it's not horrible out there. It's hot.
Right. It's only 85, right?
Fuck. God.
Sounds Breitbart.
See, it's like, why wouldn't anybody in the Gulf Coast be you know, sympathize with other people that have issues with global warming?
Right.
I mean, these fucking storms, man.
WND?
Oh, yes.
John MacArthur holds mega church service after court rules against him.
Yeah, it's so gross. God, man.
Manda kalabuhu masiki lomukura masa.
You know, man, the truth is, I mean, when will we be at a safe spot where you can have gatherings that could fill a mega church?
Oh, boy.
Not now, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's not anytime soon.
But the Lord wants them to go there, and
we need to someone
and
needs
put
to,
money in.
Oh yes, when is someone going to have an adult conversation with this country and say, "Listen, we aren't going to have."
Well,
sports.
Nature is having a real adult conversation with the country.
Yeah, the virus is like no.
Yeah.
Reason with me some more. I like it.
These headlines. Please. WND is batshit.
Oh, yeah?
Networks 150 times more negative about Trump than Biden.
Oh, yes. Well, what, you know.
There's a picture of Obama, and the headline is, "The Shocking Origins of Black Lives Matter."
Obama's nutsack. Jeez, the shocking origins. God.
Great. Okay. Now you got me to click WND.
Oh, fuck.
A grade school in a wealthy Pennsylvania school district. This is WND. So
yes.
Let's take this for what it is, okay. Where it's coming from, y'all.
Right, right.
A grade school in a wealthy Pennsylvania school district is requiring children to study a book called Not My Idea, a book about whiteness. Which, this is bullshit, which claims, quote, white people who relate to police officers or decline to watch the news are complicit in racism.
Say that again. Wait. White people.
They say this book.
Yes.
Called Not My Idea, a book about whiteness.
Okay.
WND says it claims
yes.
White people who relate to police officers
okay.
or decline to watch the news.
The negative
are complicit
news,
in racism.
The negative news about cops. White people that ignore bad shit about cops are complicit in racism. And WND is saying that is bad. And this book, and maybe this book is on the right side of the issue. Maybe. God.
WND wouldn't be horrified if it was.
No, that's what I mean. They are horrified that.
Oh, and look who they're quoting. The Washington Free Beacon reported.
Now, the Free Beacon is, what is that like? The Washington Post, similar to that, or?
No.
Okay.
The Washington Free Beacon reported that Gladwin Elementary and Lower Marion School District assigned the book to fourth and fifth graders.
Okay.
The curriculum also assigns, quote, a kid's book about racism to kindergarten and first graders.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
Some parents aren't happy, it says.
Well, don't we want to talk to our kids about racism? I mean, it's the least you could do, you fuck faces. God.
Oh, boy. One mother of two boys wrote to the district superintendent and the board demanding that the school halt their, quote, cultural proficiency curriculum. Quote, the book teaches not only to defy parents, but to hate themselves, to hate their parents also because they are white.
No, maybe the book is trying to turn this country around from being a bunch of racist fuckbags to make, the, you know, could that be the case? We got to do something.
The new lessons were announced to parents by email. Well, it's probably a program that teaches kids about getting along and and not to be racist.
I think
that's why they're upset. It's teaching their little snowflakes to not be racist, and they can't handle it.
Right,
that.
And I'm saying I don't know how much of the curriculum is that, but I think we need more of that. Whatever it is, let's have more of it. I mean, if you've been in the comment section of your local online newspaper or anything like that, we need more of these classes. These people. How to not be racist, fuckbags!
That's the story over it.
Shit,
at man. WND. So again, take all of that.
Yeah, that's it. That,
for a grain of salt.
And they're mad because someone's asking them to not be racist, fuckbags. Right?
I would assume this is a book. Yeah, not my idea. A book about whiteness is a book about, maybe about religion and white, or I mean, white privilege.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a picture book about racism and racial justice, inviting white children and parents to become curious about racism, accept that it is real, and cultivate justice. Oh my God. See?
That's great.
They're upset because it's teaching their kids that racism exists and it's real and it's not good.
Hey, whoever wrote that book and all that shit, thank you. I mean, fuck. Thanks. That's good. I hope someone reads it. And you know what I mean? I think that's a great thing to teach.
Oh, what a great name. Anastasia Higginbottom.
Anastasia Higginbottom.
Not my idea. A book about whiteness.
Right. Well. Yeah. Well, don't get upset. What? Imagine. Are you mad? Like, if
lots of great reviews.
If your kid grows up to not be a bigot, and you live in Alabama, are you happy? Or you don't care? Are you?
No, you're upset.
Are you mad?
You failed. You are the mad. Stupid. Okay. Oh yeah, the stupid naive kid.
What if you believe in marriage equality? Is that bad?
Probably.
Okay.
That means you hate Jesus and you hate God.
It's also like this Jesus shit is just really, I mean, if you're like me, this fucking Jesus shit is really, I mean, we're getting to the last straw of things. Fuck this shit. We can't, enough of this religion, you know, and all these churches getting their goddamn tax breaks, but then they proliferate all this bullshit.
Well, they're literally killing people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, God, when does it stop? It's fucking insane. And now this QAnon shit. You know, I don't even know. Is it, I guess QAnon is worse than Jeebus, but is QAnon worse than the Catholics? You know what I mean? Do you think it's worse? Probably not. It's a religion, right? QAnon is a religion.
It's pretty crazy, yeah.
And it's harmful.
Right. There's a lot of political violence, porn, inherent in it.
It's just weird to me that the FBI would say something like, you know, this QAnon thing has the potential of becoming like a domestic terrorism issue. They said that.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they say that about like all these other wacky religions too? You know, why wouldn't they say that about the Protestants? I mean, all this stuff is like, can be fringy.
Well, they kind of do. Know? I mean, you know, the white nationalism terrorists and stuff like that.
And I don't know what my complaint is here. I realize
some of those anti pro forced birth groups have been designated as domestic terror groups because they want to blow up abortion clinics.
Yes, great.
And kill baby killer doctors.
You know what? Yeah, that's great.
And like someone did here in Pensacola.
Oh, yeah, yep. They burnt the clinic down.
No, it's still there.
No, there's a clinic that was, burnt down in Pensacola, yeah.
Heller, right? What's his name?
Yeah.
Doctor that they killed. Those are your headlines, everybody.
Yay! Good job!
I mean, good news with the polls, kind of.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
But
that's really
don't,
good.
Don't get complacent. Go out and vote, no matter what's going on. If the Republicans are sadly making it hard for you to vote, we're sorry.
Right. Yeah, just vote as many times as you can. Are you going to have Shelby vote? Are you going to get the dog to vote?
They're going to play this on a Republican ad now.
Are you going to get the dog to vote?
No, I'm not a Republican. Hey,
yeah,
come here.
Because Trump, I think today said that he's worried about something about Californians are letting they vote as many times as they want. They let their dog vote.
Okay.
God.
Pentagon warns about hand sanitizers after employee lit on fire.
God. Damn.
That stuff is flammable as fuck.
Well, like, what do you do? Cover it all over your body, then light a match. That's the issue, right?
These are the headline, the COVID headlines. Heat wave sends thousands to San Francisco beaches.
Yay! Good! To the same place. Same place. Everybody's going to the same place.
Oh boy.
I mean, get off by going to the beach, but it looks like everyone had the same idea this weekend, especially in San Francisco. KPIX5's Betty Yu tells us it's not just COVID-19 concerns that had city officials on alert.
Tonight, well after the sun went down, we still found people here soaking up the cooler temperatures. At this hour, we're still seeing a number of cars in the parking lot at Ocean Beach, and you can hear music in the distance.
As the sun set over Ocean Beach this evening,
I'm trying to get to the interview.
Right.
Bonfires began popping up with groups gathered around them. Just hours earlier, the blistering heat brought crowds to the coast, hoping to cool off.
God.
Baker Beach in San Francisco was an equally hot attraction. The parking lot was full and traffic was slow going.
I'm at the beach. Corona is a lie. It's nice to get out and enjoy nature, but there's a lot of people here, so...
Corona is a lie. I'm at the beach. Corona is a lie.
Is that what you're looking for? That's amazing.
So I made sure I had my mask in my bag and I'm prepared, she says.
Yeah, is it on your face? It's a mask on her face.
No, of course not.
Well,
heat waves.
You know what? I remember. I'm glad that. Here's how you think about this. Be glad that you existed in a time where you could go out and see shows in tiny little venues.
Well, it's not going to go away forever.
Packed tiny little venues. It'll come back. It'll bounce back. Oh, yes.
Eventually.
Right. And, you know, and then you know, you elected Trump. And then that happened. And then here we are. So go fuck yourself, you maggots. God. Fucking maggots.
College students packing bars, it says.
Stop it! Go home, you dumb fucks!
Alabama college students, quote, ongoing party raises questions about safety and football season.
Okay.
So this is the same. Good. This is Tuscaloosa.
Good. I'm so
Tuscaloosa.
Glad. Tuscaloosa. I'm glad you brought up Alabama because if I could take a moment, I have a theory. Because the South is just suffering from, it's no leadership. DeSantis, however, Kemp sucks. Kay Ivey sucks.
All right.
Taint, what's his name in Mississippi?
Oh, yeah.
Taint?
I don't remember.
The guy in Arkansas, what's his name? He sucks. I have no idea. I'm sure he sucks fucking assholes. The guy in Oklahoma sucks big time. He told people not wear masks and he got the COVID. But in Alabama, you have an opportunity for a governor, and And tell
how
you
do you see hope in Alabama?
Nick Saban! Nick Saban could run for governor and he would win. He would win, he would win, he would win. And he has good politics.
Well, they're going to get Tommy Tuberville as their senator, maybe.
Yeah, and he sucks. He does not have good politics. Oh, yeah. And he's a fucking crook. He was sued for like millions for some bullshit hedge fund shit. But Nick Saban, people would fucking vote for him. And he'd be a Democrat.
Michigan College will digitally track students at all times, it says.
Yes.
Creepy. Forecasts offer somber outlook.
Let's go back to school. Oh, yes.
Romney slams Trump over death toll.
You know, I have a friend that is coming to Florida because there's a really good deal on tickets to Disney World from California. Oh. Why would you do that? Why is he doing that?
Comic?
Yeah. Hell yeah. He's one of these death rate guys. You know what I mean? Like, he thinks this is more like a plandemic, maybe.
I see.
But he was telling me, he was asking me, he's like, yeah, she's like, is there a 2-week quarantine or anything from people coming from California into Florida?
Do I know this person?
No, you don't know this guy. Oh, yeah. Sure. To get into this state, they should check you into a facility and give you drugs. You're going to Disney World? What the fuck?
New White House virus doc has no expertise in infectious diseases.
Fuck it!
This is a drudge.
Aw, shit. You're right. You said, a lot of people said, I think the closer we got to the election, the crazier this shit would get. It's gotten crazy, hasn't it?
Yeah, keep waiting, keep drinking.
God.
Woo! Horrifying data glitch.
Great.
Skews key Iowa metrics.
Oh, good. Good.
A state agency says it is working to fix a data error in Iowa's coronavirus website that lowers the number of new confirmed cases.
Oh, shit. An error.
And therefore downplays the severity of the current outbreak just as schools are deciding whether to reopen or not.
Holy shit.
Oh, oops.
Can I write an alternate headline? So someone in charge of the data put something in the software to make the numbers look lower than it was so they could justify everyone going back to school.
Well, that's very cynical of you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to sound
You're not
cynical.
Florida.
I don't mean to sound cynical. There's a glitch, guys. Oh, shit. Look at this glitch. Holy fuck.
This headline says symptoms. Coronavirus symptoms tend to begin in a certain order.
Okay. Oh, God. What is it?
COVID-19 patients can have symptoms that are very similar to other viral illnesses, which makes it difficult to know when to seek medical care. Also posing a diagnostic challenge for doctors as cold, which wouldn't if we had testing everywhere.
Yeah.
As cold and flu season approaches, it's even more important to be able to differentiate COVID from other respiratory diseases. A new study by scientists at the evil lying scientists at the University of Southern California offers a valuable guidance when it comes to the onset of COVID symptoms.
God, I want to get some plexiglass and I don't know, line the yard with it and then dig a moat and put some like something flammable in there, like a kerosene or a gasoline. We can have a burn moat.
The study
keep the shit away from us. God.
Published in Frontiers in Public Health, finds that a distinguishing feature of COVID-19 is the order in which symptoms first appear. Typically, patients will experience fever, cough, muscle pain, and then nausea and or vomiting and diarrhea.
Okay. Wow. What a fun evening. Thank you, Donald Trump. I'm so glad you kind of just sat on your hands on this and just fucking golfed and didn't give a fuck. Probably banged some hookers. Here we are. Thank you.
The order of the symptoms matter. Knowing that each illness progresses differently means that doctors may be able to identify sooner whether somebody likely has COVID-19 or another illness.
All right.
fever and cough are frequently isolated with all four diseases studied for influenza. The first symptom is most likely to be cough.
God, how do you know? Like, I get the flu sometimes. So this year, if I get the flu, how do I
well, you'd probably get a cold. Oh, God. You'd know if you had the flu. That's the flu is
you would really, if you had really the flu, bad. You wouldn't know that you had COVID or not. You would just be like, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Right.
Sleep outside. I fucking don't know.
For the flu, the first symptom is most likely to be the cough. In the three coronavirus infections, they studied MERS and SARS and COVID. The most initial symptom is fever.
Vote blue, by the way. I just wanted to remind everyone, vote fucking blue!
They say the timing of the gastrointestinal symptoms is what sets COVID-19 apart from MERS and SARS patients.
Yummy!
COVID-19, upper tract GI symptoms like nausea and vomiting appear before lower GI tract symptoms like diarrhea.
Oh, good.
Which is the reverse for patients with MERS and SARS.
Okay.
So if you get the shits first.
Right. I have MERS.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait until this COVID shit is behind us and we just aren't talking about gross shit comes out of your fucking
but
body.
That's, by the way, that's not. That's just a trend.
Oh, okay.
By the way, that's Ooh, not
diarrhea.
Some people get a sore throat with COVID first. Some people have gotten headaches first. Some people have gotten other symptoms. But it just seems like the most common progression appears to be fever, cough, pukey, shitty.
Fever, cough, pukey, shitty, diarrhea, COVID.
Let's see. This will make you love the society we're living in.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's a story over at Vanity Fair.
Yes.
Says all these rich people can't stop themselves. The lux quarantine lives of Silicon Valley's elite.
So they're in quarantine and they're just having a fucking ball. Oh, I see.
Travis Kalanick is throwing outdoor parties. Private jet owners are hopping from safe zone to safe zone. And dinner party hosts are administering 15-minute COVID-19 rapid tests. All business as usual.
Wait.
Coronavirus is a poor person's virus, said one source.
Well, hey, he's right, obviously. Where do they get all these 15-minute rapid tests?
They got money.
Okay, then that means that they exist. Our country has money. Why can't we buy some? We have a lot of money.
They pay more money.
At what point, why can't we just go get them? Just get them. Who cares? Joe Biden, get a bunch of guys together and go get them. Just go get those tests. Fuck these people.
The author here, Nick Bilton, says that he's heard of parties from Palm Springs to Palo Alto, business meetings on the slopes in Colorado after a mountain biking session.
Oh, yes.
Electric surfing in Hawaii. And billionaires traveling the world on their private jets.
Oh, yeah.
Hopping from state to state, country to country, intentionally following the lowest COVID rates of the previous week.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes. That's it. There you go.
All
if
the
you
rich
have
people,
a jet, you're fucking just fine.
One person close to a number of wealthy tech CEOs and venture capitalists said, all these rich people can't stop themselves. They just can't stop themselves from throwing parties and going on their jets and socializing as if everything was normal.
Well, yeah, they have great lives. They have great fucking lives. And they're like, I don't want one moment of my great fucking life. I don't have to sacrifice one fucking thing. How are these people allowed to have these tests?
What are the elite tech founders doing with their wealth? Mostly living life as they did before the virus.
Oh, good. That's great.
Countless billionaires hitting the road, flying around the country to wherever case numbers are lowest. One investor worth several billion who has several homes told a friend that he was in Miami when the numbers were lowest at the start of the pandemic, hopped over to Los Angeles when Florida got a bit dicey, now that California is a hotbed, is in New York enjoying the season's outdoor dining.
Ha 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 ha! Glad it's going so well for you.
Another billionaire in LA has been hosting lavish dinner parties.
Oh.
Where an on-site nurse administers 15-minute COVID tests outside guests drink cocktails, allows them in to dine once their test comes back negative.
Damn.
Yet another investor said some of his colleagues chipped in for a massive $50,000 a month compound in Palm Springs that's being used as a group party house.
So everybody gets these tests, right? And then they go in the group compound fuck house and have a ball. Now, where do the human traffickers come in with the clean people, with their clean prostitutes? Do they have those
right?
We're all in this together, by the way, if you're wondering.
There was a report out last week that says that
15-minute tests.
The elite are out spending millions and millions sometimes for tons and tons of money.
Yeah.
On passports.
Okay.
Citizenship, so they can get the fuck out of the country.
Oh, shit. Oh, I see. Oh, so they want to have citizenship in another country. So, like, if you had dual citizenship in Ireland, you could go to Ireland even though you're here. They couldn't say, hey, no Americans.
For most people, the COVID pandemic has meant fewer travel options, not so for the super rich families who are increasingly using their money to cross borders that would otherwise be closed to them. This is the elite world of investment migration where passport applications are based not on nationality or citizenship, but on wealth and the willingness to move it around the planet.
Holy shit, man. What kind of migration is that?
Citizen investment programs are currently a growth industry, also known as golden visas. They're a way for ultra-rich people to not only diversify their portfolio by moving their money to a different country, but also receive the benefits of citizenship in that country, including a new passport. So they say, hey, I'm going to bring my $50 million here and put it in the bank of Fuckwadistan.
Yes.
And you're going to give me a Fuckwadistani passport.
Well,
and now I'm a citizen of Fuckwadistan.
Well, what if you're a citizen of some other country and you're a climate change refugee and you want to go to Fuckwadistan? But you don't have that portfolio.
How many millions do you have?
How do I have? How can I apply to get in? I don't have any money.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm drowning in my own shit here. You're right. Where's your portfolio, sir? that story makes the future on this planet seem
with the COVID-19. Some elite families are also considering healthcare, pandemic responses, and potential safe havens to ensure they have a backup plan for the future. If I'm assuming you think America goes belly up, people really want the insurance policy of an alternative citizenship, which gives them a plan B. I should get my Irish passport.
Yeah,
I can still do that.
Shit, man. Look at all these options these rich people have. Those are great options.
And at least the Republic of Ireland is still in the EU.
Oh, okay.
Those morons in Northern England or Northern Ireland had to go with England.
Yeah, yeah.
And go do the Brexit.
Right, right. Doesn't it make it weird there then? I mean, kind of weird.
They're worried about the trouble starting up again.
The trouble.
Yeah, the bombs going off and people being killed.
Right. Look at all that trouble.
It says the most popular are Montenegro and Cyprus.
Yes. Oh, yes.
New applications up there, 142% and 75% respectively, just in the first quarter of this year.
What is up? 140%?
People applying
to live
for
there?
These money citizenships.
Meet me in Montenegro.
I've got a lot of money.
Yes. Oh, I'll bring my own ventilator. And you can use it if you get sick.
And Cyprus. Malta, meanwhile, has retained significant and constant interest.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Many people in this ultra-high net worth bracket are interested in Cyprus and Malta because it grants the applicant and their family unlimited access to settlement freedom throughout the European Union. So,
oh, my God.
There you go.
Yeah,
Well, that's why I should get my Irish passport. Because
do you have that?
I could then... Yeah, I could move throughout the EU.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. That's great. Shit.
I should do that.
Right.
They not only have greater freedom of movement, but also better education and health care than in their home countries.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, man. This moving around stuff is a great idea because, you know, the planet's kind of fucked up.
Right. God, the weather in Ireland's so crap, though.
What do you mean? It's just like...
I mean, it's just, you know...
It's not like Chicago.
I mean, there's sun. It's not... Yeah. It's okay.
Right.
Gets a little chilly.
To me, the weather capital of the planet is Chicago. The winter there is fucking insane, man. I mean, it's nuts.
Right,
it's
right.
It's crazy.
You should hang in north central Wisconsin for winter sometime.
Oh, is it cold there?
It's a little breezy. Although that... The extra kind of wetness of that lake did.
My brother says it's colder than Alaska.
Yeah, did something extra
about
that.
Chicago is colder than Alaska. He said that.
Although when it's 30 below before wind chill,
it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a fuck. It just fucking sucks.
When you can look outside and you know it's cold.
Right.
Like you can see the cold outside. You just know.
For anyone listening, if you're wondering, Al Gore is not lying about climate change.
I tried to tell you that's why I invented the internet so that you could broadcast all that and I could watch hand job porn.
God, you beat me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where my towel go?
Al Gore listens and he's like, God, they really let me one moment. In my life
you get one hand job from a masseuse.
The crab diving. I like hand jobs and invented the internet.
Only ultra-high net worth families can participate in these programs. Australia's program costs $1 to $3.5 million.
Damn! Oh, shit!
New Zealand. Oh, I would go to New Zealand.
No
Zealand
snakes.
Sounds like a good place.
No fucking snakes. Lots of fucking sharks.
$1.9 to $6.5 million to become a magic golden passport citizen.
You know, a friend of mine... married somebody from New Zealand, and they decided to live there.
He
went over there and visited. He was like, why am I living in America if we can live here? Did you see the movie The Piano? Helen Hunt and Emily.
I can see her face. I can't think
the guy
of her name.
Shit. You know that guy. You know what I'm talking about? Who's in that? The guy.
The Anna Paquin, Holly Hunter, and Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, Harvey Keitel.
Sam Neill.
Right. I think you see his dick in that. It's weird.
Harvey Keitel?
You see Harvey Keitel dick.
Oh, I think
that.
You're right. Like, Vienna. He walks, yeah. Unnecessary cockage.
I'll find middle C.
So, I mean, how gross is this? So,
oh, yeah.
This whole story that the rich are just living it the fuck up. The billionaires' money is up how many percentage? Like some crazy percent throughout this COVID, while tens of millions of people have lost their jobs.
I mean,
and the Republicans say, tough titty.
Yeah.
No extra $600 a week for you anymore.
Oh, I know, right?
And suffer.
Sure. But hey, why don't you just buy a deal to go live in Malta? $100 billion. How much is $1 million or something?
Well, that's in
what the fuck. That's not fair. But you know, they must be these rich fuckers. Must have all the confidence in the world that they're going to get away with it, and there's not going to be a revolt. Nobody's going to rush their mansions and take their shit and drag them into the streets and all that other shit. They're not worried about that, right?
If you have a net worth of roughly $1 million to say $5 to $10 million, the Caribbean is a great choice.
Oh. Is it?
if you donate $100,000 to the governments of Antigua and Barbuda, plus fees, your family of four can get a second passport in about 4 to 6 months.
Damn! So you can just, hey, but what happens in one of those countries when, say, you know, we have some unrest and there's a coup? And all of a sudden, you have a registered...
Well, I don't think Antigua's having a lot of coups going on.
I'm just saying, I wonder what happens with those people that buy their way into... How much is Russia?
I don't know that that's... It's on there.
Can you imagine you're selling, like, Siberia or something? Heidi Holm.
Some places require applicants to set up nonprofits. Establish companies that create local jobs or live in the country for a specified amount of time. Others enable them to invest in government bonds, real estate, and development projects.
They don't give a fuck. That's a government that wants their money. Yes, sure, I'll give you a passport. Hey, come here, you buy a house.
$280,000 for Greece, $380,000 for Portugal.
Okay.
$1.1 million for Malta, $2.4 million for Cyprus.
That's because of the thing you mentioned.
This person says, I think a country like Portugal is one of the most attractive because the price point at $350,000 to $500,000 is achievable for high net worth individuals.
What if someone wants to live in this country? How much does that cost? Yeah.
So you guys, you know, it's not a total horrible world for everybody right now. Rich are doing just fucking fine. Trump tweeted, I think after we started the show, NASDAQ record, new record.
But that benefits people that once they get their payout, they're gone. Their money leaves the country, but we're here.
The richest 1/10 of Americans own 84% of the value of stocks.
Boy. Well, yeah.
So congratulations on your NASDAQ.
Who gives a fuck? You know, we all have COVID. We're knee deep in global warming. I mean, you know, there's unrest. People are pissed off. You know what I learned? There's Teletubby porn.
Oh, I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all. Oh, really? I'm sure there's everything. Fill in the blank. There's any noun porn. Other shit-tastic news.
Yay!
Making himself more beloved to the whole world and our country. Trump administration finalized a plan to allow oil and gas drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Yay!
Putting it on track to issue decades-long leases in the pristine wilderness area.
Okay.
Before a potential change in U.S. leadership. So they want to get those leases signed. Yes.
They want that before
the cucks come rolling in and say, we're not going to do that because we're not going to do that.
All they're going to do before they leave is loot. Not one who gives up. To me, it's funny. To me, it's funny that we want our president to act like he gives a flying fuck about COVID. All he cares about is the looting. He wants to sell off that forest.
Well, and how to stay out of jail
for
him specifically.
Oh, yeah. There's that. That's true.
The 19-million-acre refuge is home to wildlife populations, including porcupine caribou and polar bears.
Well,
and has been off limits to drilling for decades, but a Republican passed tax bill in 2017.
Yes.
Opened the area to oil and gas leasing.
Woo!
The Interior Department could hold a sale of oil and gas leases by the end of the year.
God damn.
Secretary David Bernhardt. See, we don't know who that guy is.
Okay. So what then? They sell it at the end of the year. Biden Harris gets in there and they just say, too bad. Go fuck yourself.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you're going to do that. Once you sign a lease.
I'm the president of the motherfucking United States and I'm taking it from you. That's how you do it, I think. Just give the people their fucking money.
Green groups say it's particularly unjustified now at a time of slumping oil prices.
Yeah, it is dumb.
Center for Biological Diversity says it's absolutely bonkers to endanger this beautiful place during a worldwide oil glut.
Yeah, Yes.
I mean,
it's fucking evil.
Several U.S. banks have already said recently they will not finance oil and gas projects in the Arctic region.
Oh, good, good. Someone will, though.
The area has been tested only once for the potential to extract fossil fuels.
Oh.
The Secretary of Interior said companies would bid on leases despite a lack of seismic testing.
So they,
that is a precursor to drilling.
So they don't even know that there's shit in there, but they still want to buy that land.
To do lease.
Lease the land. You're going to, okay, let me understand something. You lease the land, you drill the land, you fuck
the land.
The
fuck out of it.
Skull fuck the land. You lease, but you're leasing it. So now you're done with your lease, and then what? The government gets the land back, and it's fucked, right?
Well, and then the taxpayers have to pay for the cleanup.
Oh, okay.
Of the land and any of the environmental effects it may have on
but we made money
water,
leasing it, though.
Well, yeah, probably not that much.
That sucks. That's shitty. God.
The governor of Alaska applauded the decision, saying it's going to create jobs and boost the economy. Blah,
oh, yes.
Blah, blah.
How many jobs, though? When you're done, I mean... I guess a fuck ton. A fuck ton of jobs. Get rid of all our nature. Let's get rid of everything fucking nice. Hi, I'm a fucking Republican.
Yeah, all this pesky nature and shit.
Don't they want to like...
No.
They have all this fucking money.
Don't care.
When you're done buying up passports and there's no place left to go, are you going to cry? Are you going to cry like the Cherokee Indian in that?
Oh, the Indian, yeah, standing on the... Yeah,
that was racist. Yeah. But what are they going to do when there's... Don't they want nice places to visit?
Well, they'll still have the money to go to the places that are still nice. I just read a whole story about that.
What's the
How
best?
They're skirting the COVID by just buying a house somewhere else.
You know, it seems to me, and this is not negative, but we're going to a place where the best we can do for fun and entertainment is that we live in some weird, like, you know, coma bubble, and somebody pumps food into our veins, and then we're put on some drug that makes us hallucinate and think we're in some kind of world or something. You live in the Bahamas. You're hanging out, you know, you're all day, you're drinking, you're just chilling. That's our future.
Well, no, but not for a long time.
Yeah.
Not forever.
Right. Just for a little, just get in the pod.
Get in the pod. Pump me full. Yeah. Knock me the fuck out. I want the blue pill.
I want both pills.
Here's somebody we haven't heard from in a while. This is very exciting.
Okay.
This is from Right Wing Watch.
All right, here's the shockers. Pray for your city. Pray for your town. Pray where you live. Wow. Oh, God. Some cities and states that I'm going to mention could still be saved if they repent.
So this is... Jim Baker is spiking the football, claiming that on his New Year's fucking Eve,
right?
Prophetic New Year's celebration event that he had this New Year's Eve.
Fuck you.
That he prophesied that COVID would happen.
Oh, okay.
But what he did was, typically, he made this vague prophecy that God's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
And then it's gonna hit some big cities.
Right. And if you're familiar with the Bible, you've read the Bible, right?
Yeah.
That's insane. How the fuck did you do that?
Know your enemy.
Oh, my God. But your enemy is long-winded.
I didn't enjoy it. Oh. And I skipped a lot of the big ads.
Oh, yeah. But But wait, in the Bible, we know the earth can only end. There's only, like, so many bad things that can happen. There's pestilence. Right, there's a plague, there's locusts, there's fire, there's drownings. You can cut your kid in half with a saw or something like that.
Well, you know.
Bushes catch on fire.
Yeah, the whole flood thing.
Flooding. There you go. That's a good one. So I'm at 8. I'm only at 8, but there's really not that many. So for him to predict, like, a plague or a pandemic is really not that remarkable for, you know, biblical shit.
Have revival. If God would hear from heaven if cities will turn from their wicked ways. But there are cities that have cursed God. I don't understand it all. I will preach to you about it someday because I know a little more than I want to know. Judgment is coming to New York City.
Oh, shit.
I said, God, why do I have to do this?
Pastor what? Jim's, the Chiron on the screen, yeah. It's a picture of New York City. Pastor Jim's next 31 things.
Oh, yes. Wait, he just said, what did he say to New York City? What's coming to New York City?
Judgment.
God, that's very creepy. He's like, judgment's coming to New York City.
Jesus. Question these.
Now he's.
But I know I'm not wrong.
Oh.
Long Island. Something's going to happen on Long Island if we don't pray. The people that are Christians there should pray. Do you understand this? You've been with Dave Wilkerson when he had these things, and they're coming. They're all coming to pass. There's another area around this same area there. North New Jersey towns.
Okay. What is
so,
he? Is
so he goes on and
forecasting
on.
Forecasting doom?
Yes, this is his. This was his.
Yeah.
His New Year's Eve.
Yay! Oh,
what
a horrible.
He goes
gig.
Through Tel Aviv.
What a horrible.
He says judgment's
gig,
coming
dude.
To Tel Aviv.
You're telling me this man did a New Year's Eve episode on the Jim Baker's show?
Right.
Holy fuck!
So that was then.
I got a gig New Year's Eve.
That was then, and that was his. You know, he just went through and said
shit.
The judgment is coming to
Israel. So much.
That's prophetic. He predicted shit.
Tel Aviv.
Lori.
Is that Lori?
Yeah.
Tel Aviv. I've guessed that they were on the coast, and I don't think they don't want to bomb Jerusalem because both sides...
Oh, God. Anyway, judgment he thinks is coming to Tel Aviv.
Right.
God, let's pick all the hot spots in the world
and
say, hey, something's going to happen there.
Right, right. Absolutely. And,
so that was then.
Yeah.
Now he's in his basement.
Okay.
He's back from recovering from his stroke.
Oh, good.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
At the bottom it says donations by check or cash only.
Still? Oh, shit.
For $115, you can order the 13 prophetic words for 2020 sets.
Okay.
Including shipping and handling for $115.
So, Jim.
Check or cash only.
So, when a check comes in, do you have to take a picture of it with your iPhone and then send it to your bank?
Lori
every
signs
fucking
the back of
time?
It.
I mean, that's a lot more work, right? If he's. Having
well, yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
process one single check at a time. That's insane.
Yeah, it's a pain in the dick.
On
New Year's Eve, you were there, I know, but I talked about this would become a worldwide event, and God just, you know, pushed it on me, and he just said, make sure you tell the people there's a worldwide event that's coming this year. What do you think is happening in the church world?
Could you amplify on that a little bit? Because we were actually going.
Could you amplify on that a little bit?
God, can you amplify? Can you talk?
God.
Can you expand on that nuttiness? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, it sounds like one of those like 48-hour sales.
Shit, yes. What's your burn rate?
Yeah.
How far can I get my tongue up your asshole, Jim?
Going we were working on our team to get that because Mercedes said she remembered you saying this, yeah. And you were and you said certain cities. We're
he
going
did.
To be
yes.
start to get singled out in a certain way because it's yeah. not just going to be an indiscriminate shaking. It's going to be a world shaking
oh, yeah.
and specific mm-hmm. cities are
it's
going
not-
to be shaking.
That's right.
But do you remember what you said?
this warning was from God, and he just said over and over again.
And then you gave some cities, and when you said,
help me, you help me.
Well, I just remember from memory.
New York City.
Yes, you did.
And stop right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. Tissue.
My God. This is
Lancewell now needs a towel, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Give me a ShamWow. God, this is really funny.
So this is them.
Yeah. God, they are funny.
This goes on for a while. I may save the rest of this for Faithless Friday because we got other shit to talk about. Well, yeah, or maybe tomorrow. Maybe we'll I'll dole it out like crack.
Right.
That's Jim Baker and Lori and Lance Wallnau.
Outstanding. Fine. That's good. That's very good.
Betcha.
Jeez. Lori's really killing it too in that clip. So, yeah.
Oh yeah. It's a heavy Lori.
Yeah.
Episode.
Right.
Heavy Lori episode.
Yes. She's pilled up too. She seems good. She seems good.
We didn't get to this Friday. Three-judge panel on the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday threw out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines.
Hell yes! My freedom!
Saying the law violates the Second Amendment.
How many bullets can I have in my gun now or whatever?
Well, I guess as many more as than you 10? Fucking want, yeah.
Okay. Pow. 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 Pow, pow. How many is that?
I wasn't counting.
That seems like a lot. That seems like a lot of times to get shot.
Right.
Why can't I just get shot like pow, pow, pow?
Well, but they're planning for hordes of brown people coming over the hills at all their white estates.
Right. But what happens sometimes is their kids get their guns instead of these brown people.
Right.
And the kid takes the gun and he'll shoot it. He doesn't know. He's a toddler. He'll point the gun at mommy and go, pow, 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 pow.
Right.
That's what we need to be concerned about.
That's why it needs to be in a gun safe.
Yes. Or maybe not even at that.
Or person. Daddy should just carry it.
Or daddy shouldn't have it. Daddy shouldn't have a gun.
I don't need a safe. I'm just going to carry. thanks for listening. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, if you use that link, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here.
Oh, wee wee.
I'm just going to play this clip.
Okay.
This is a super duet.
Super.
Two of our favorites.
Yes.
I actually don't think that he totally sidestepped it. If you actually.
So this is Deanna Lorraine and on one side of the screen, and she's talking to none other than Anne Vandersteel.
Nine!
On the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Two Q-loons.
Is that guy there with them?
No.
Fuck!
And Deanna Lorraine, they're talking about when Trump was asked.
Yes.
Was it over the weekend about QAnon?
Deanna Lorraine, less than 2% in the March GOP primary for Nancy Pelosi's job.
Right. It might have been Friday. We might have actually played that on Friday.
Okay.
But Deanna Lorraine is talking about that.
Okay.
I actually don't think
how Trump dodged the question. He just moved on. You know, we've done great. She's a great candidate. They're like, how can you? The question was, how can you support that candidate in Georgia, whatever the hell her name is?
Yeah. Oh,
Who won? Who's a batshit Q loon?
Oh yeah.
I'm translating. And Trump is like, oh, you know, she was a great victory. I support her, and I support all the great Republicans. And then moved on. She said, yeah, but what about the QAnon stuff? And he moved on.
He
totally ignored
like-
it. Right.
He was in a different dimension.
Right. Well, the Q-loons are giddy.
He didn't acknowledge them, though.
Oh, no. He didn't not acknowledge them, Ryan.
God, you know, I don't know how to say this, but, like, what sad little fucking bitches.
Well, they're insane.
But really, I mean, he won't. They're squirting because he ignored them.
Yes.
Holy
well, here,
shit,
listen
guys.
To Deanna's theory.
I actually don't think that he totally sidestepped it. If you actually watch it over, which I have a few times, he says absolutely embedded in there. He says, yes, I saw that, and she's a great candidate, and I stand by what she says. She stands by, she stands up for some great things. She's highly recommended. So absolutely, I support her. And then he went on, he said, next question. Now, he had every opportunity right then and there to disavow Q if he wanted to, right? Or steer in a different direction. But if you watch the clip again, he really says, I think, absolutely. I think.
Do you think
that was the reporters in code?
That was a hidden code. Absolutely. He said, absolutely. And you heard Ann Vandersteel. Wow.
Ann Vandersteel is the one that assured us that Hillary Clinton has been murdered and
a drone. She was on a show. She's tried to distance herself from that.
Oh, okay.
Because she was on that other crazy woman's show.
Right.
Crazy person. Doesn't matter. She's a woman. She just happens to be a woman.
Right.
But she was on that other person's show, whose name I forget.
Yes.
And she was on in one of the other Zoom screens.
Right.
With the guy who was saying Hillary Clinton was hanged by the neck. She's dead.
Yeah,
and that Bill
yeah.
Clinton was up against the firing squad. And she's like, Bill Clinton's dead? Oh, my God. They already got him? Like, she totes knew about the Hillary clone running around.
She had to walk that back, right? She had to apologize?
Vandersteel did.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's right.
Vandersteel did.
This is crazy.
Even though she's into a lot of the QAnon shit.
Yeah.
I guess some of the real crazy QAnon shit.
You got to be careful if you're a QAnoner.
Like, some of them don't like the whole JFK Jr. is alive and he's Q. They're like, well, that's too far.
They don't like that?
That's too crazy.
What? But
a worldwide pedophile ring
headed
by Hillary Clinton.
Sure.
Spot on.
Okay, what about the worldwide pedophile ring that's being investigated right now that's like fucking real and shit?
Well, that's going to lead to Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and
only
Democrats.
All right, well, maybe that's the case, but right now it seems like...
I find that unlikely.
...that Jeffrey Epstein had a relationship with Donald Trump and Ghislaine knew Donald as well.
Mm-hmm. I wish her well.
Right. I don't know. Do they know Obama? Kamala? Any of the Democrats involved in this?
Well, they said Ginsburg was there, right?
Michelle?
On Nymphet Island?
Michelle Obama?
Michael? With his penis, you mean?
That's in the neighborhood of QAnon lunacy. That's how crazy they are.
Kind of. Yeah. I've got one more clip.
You know, a friend of mine had COVID, and she was talking about it on Facebook, and this guy started commenting. I was watching this thread, and he was, like, saying QAnon things to make her feel better and then saying, like, would say something and then, like, a QAnon quote and put dash Q. Oh, my God, man.
Boy.
You wacko. How do you get into
Meanwhile, that? Meanwhile, you know, Q was supposed to have Q-level clearance. That's where the Q comes from.
What does that?
There's no such thing.
Okay. Of like in the intelligence community?
Yes.
Oh.
There's no such thing. There's no such designation.
Well, for you.
It's a super secret.
And for me, that doesn't
exist.
That's
right. That's right.
Where we go one, we go, my balls!
Apparently, Chris McDonald from the McFiles,
Yay.
Another right-wing loon.
Go fuck yourself.
Had on... it says Karen M.
Okay.
Co-host.
Oh, shit, yes.
That's all I know about her.
Fuck yes.
Huge
voice in right-wing nut job land.
Here is Karen M. telling Chris McDonald why white suburban moms really love Trump.
Okay.
Now, I don't think white women in the suburb, I think they really love Trump.
I do, too.
Alive
I do.
Now.
I all this misnomer.
I know
about
a lot of white women in the suburbs that love President Trump.
They do. I mean,
they see their son. That's their son.
Absolutely.
Who's being bullied. I'm telling you.
Trump is their son.
Oh, God.
Who's being bullied.
Oh.
Their white, obnoxious, diaper load of a son is being bullied because he's an asshole. Nobody likes him.
He's a maggot. Nobody likes that. You know, oh, God, I forgot to tell you. On the turnoff in Gulf Breeze, where my mom lives, there was a bunch of maggots like waving flags, and they're having a little Trump rally on the side of the road. They're doing it all down 98 toward like Navarre and shit, but
really
in Gulf Breeze. And man, I on the way in, I rolled my window down, and I
oh, is that necessary?
Oh yeah, man.
It's near your mom's house.
Oh, I know. It was like, go fuck yourself. I flipped them off, and I did the same thing coming back.
Did you feel better?
I did feel better. I felt better. I felt better. I did.
Oh, okay.
It's nice. Fuck them.
That's their son.
Absolutely.
Who's being bullied. I'm telling you, people don't understand how moms see President Trump. He's a protector,
Karen.
But he's also, I have three sons, and the way they treat Trump is how I see them treating my sons in 20, 30 years, is just like he's, no matter what he does, he's evil.
The racism. My white son in 20 or 30 years, when there's more brown people, where'd she get that number from?
Well,
20, 30 years. That's when the whites will no longer be the majority in the country.
And maybe you should talk to your son about racism then.
And she is.
Yeah.
A lot.
But in 20 or 30 years, there's no way any of us are doing anything that we're doing now because we have something called progress. And society changes.
In theory.
And so I would hope that some of the crazy shit these deplorables are doing right now would be unacceptable in 20 or 30 years. Isn't that a mild hope? Don't you
hope?
Yeah,
well, yeah.
I, yeah.
See them treating my sons in 20, 30 years is just like he's, no matter what he does, he's evil. I mean, trust me, I see it. And so I think moms in the suburbs see their children in Trump. The bullying, I think they see it.
White butthurt.
They're getting bullied?
Yeah, her poor
MAGA
sons
fucks are getting
her poor white sons are bullied. Being bullied because they're white.
Interesting.
I would
say.
And in 20, 30 years.
Yes.
She sees that's what's going to happen. And again, what is she talking about? She's talking about in 20 or 30 years when the whites are no longer the statistical majority in this country.
Yeah. And you know what, person? In 20 or 30 years, nobody is going to want to do anything anyone did in 2020. You know what I mean? Like anything you did this year, no one wants to do. No one wants to repeat this year. They won't repeat your son's racist shit or whatever. Yeah, he can't do that in 30 years.
Well, that's what she's crying about, is they won't let my sons be racist in 30 years.
No, your sons can be racist. They can be racist right now. It's just
but they
like,
won't run the country anymore.
Ooh. Oh, that's right. Well,
one Q Loon tweeted, President Trump just had all the chance. Oh, I read this one on Friday's show, I think, didn't I? President Trump just had all the chance in the world to condemn QAnon right there at the White House podium, and he didn't. What does that tell you?
Wow. Wow.
If Trump is asked about QAnon and he doesn't deny, .. that means he confirms.
Jesus Christ. I would say this to you people that believe in higher powers and QAnon.
Oh, man.
Why don't you demand more from these people you pray to? What is Jesus doing with his COVID? He's not doing shit. I don't see any miracles. Do you
well,
see
unless
any
he's
fucking
pro-COVID.
Miracles? Oh, COVID's, he did that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. Jesus did COVID.
Well, yeah. What about all the
God
the,
damn
the
Jesus.
Beaver bumping and the butt sex
oh,
going
shit.
On?
I didn't know about, I didn't think about that. This is about the anal, isn't it?
Right.
Wow. Thanks, God. You just said, you know, don't do it. Said this. Fine. You know, we need a virus so then we can keep the anal. I mean, a vaccine to kill the virus, and then you can keep the anal.
Rush Limbaugh's in the news.
Medal of Freedom recipient, correct?
Yeah, making it really hard for people like us to not root for the lung cancer.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest with you, because
he's not dead, though, right?
Some horrible shit. No, he's still fighting.
I don't mean to be a dick, but did he lie about the lung cancer? Because He's still alive, right? And this is a shitty thing a right-wing nut job like him would say.
Well, no, he's going through, like, chemo and shit, I guess.
Oh, really?
Allegedly,
yeah. That's not just, he's just not, that's not a ruse?
I don't think so.
Well, I imagine people are saying it could be.
So the shit that he said about Kamala Harris.
Yeah. What did he say?
Is, pretty fucking amazing. I'm trying to find the actual
clip. Is it racist or
of it?
He just got the Medal of Freedom, though. That still doesn't make any sense. He's a great guy.
He's a wonderful human.
Per our government, he is, though. He's a Medal of Freedom recipient.
God, I just have like the whole fucking clip of it, but
now more thing here. Ugh. I have two stories about Kamala Harris. One's from The Spectator, and one is one of the oddball sports websites.
Okay.
The NBA has fired a freelance photographer because he insulted Kamala Harris. His name is Bill Baptiste. Maybe he pronounces it Baptist. I don't know. There's no E on the end of it. He's a freelance photographer. He's been working for the NBA inside its bubble at the Disney World Complex in Orlando as the NBA goes through its supposed season here.
Supposed.
What does it mean by
supposed
that?
Season?
Hey, Rush, they're out there playing basketball. Isn't that what you want, you fuck? Jeez.
He's an independent contractor, had the deal terminated by the league after he posted a sexist Facebook post referencing Kamala Harris. He posted an image that read Joe and Ho, H-O-E.
Thank
now, what do you think that's about? Joe and the Ho. Well, that takes me to the second story. They got rid of him, by the way. WNBA legend Cheryl Swoopes, who was aware of the photographer after he worked for the Houston Comets, was among those to comment on the situation before the NBA's decision.
Okay.
So anyway, so he goes on to tie Cheryl Swoopes.
Yes. God, imagine if Rush wasn't such a right-wing nut job bag of hate. He would be amazing at what he does. You'd be listening to a guy talk about reasonable shit.
He says, then there's this from The Spectator.
God.
Why should it matter to women that Kamala slept her way up? And then he says, whoa, you know what that's about? That's about Willie Brown. It's no secret, but public knowledge that Kamala Harris slept her way up into California political life by being a very public escort and mattress for California Democrat kingmaker Willie Brown.
Okay. Is that true?
Now, some read this story. Mattress? Didn't he mean mistress? He's quoting the story.
Right.
No, I think they meant mattress here. I think Dove Fisher is the author of the story. So we have two different stories here that are trading off the known fact that she was Willie Brown's mattress.
Good guy.
And that he's written about it and that he talked about how it propelled her. He ended up being one of her mentors. He says, imagine this, folks. These stories are out there. I've yet to see, and it may yet happen since I've now amplified them. I've yet to see any reaction to either of these stories anywhere in the drive-by media.
The drive-by media, meaning that the
so
media is not
amplifying. So why aren't they attacking
it?
Her for being a hoe?
Oh, yeah.
And sleeping her way to the top.
What publication is this in?
I don't know where it originally came out. Spectator.
Dribble. Oh, it's in Spectator. Shit, that's a good point. Why isn't this crazy story being amplified? Why wasn't the story about Michelle Obama's big thick cock amplified?
And isn't The Spectator, is The Spectator the big Bernie bro site? Am I thinking of a different one where?
I have no fucking idea. I don't know.
Maybe not. No, that's a British one. The Spectator's
hello.
Been around. But there you go. Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
With his sexist smears about Kamala being a mattress.
I'm a mattress!
And a hoe.
That's crazy. And he has to tell you how to spell hoe.
H-O-E.
Why did he say that?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
You know, it's the...
Isn't like ho-ho, like you're such a hoe?
Oh, yeah,
isn't that just an O with no E?
Right.
Maybe he's pointing out it was spelled incorrectly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For what it was supposed to mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, are you at all surprised? Maybe I'm wrong. It seems like the Republicans, their strategy against Kamala seems racist.
Yeah, wait. Just wait.
I mean, God damn.
Holy
they
crap.
They can't be like... Of course. You know what I mean? Like, of course, I guess. Of course it's racist.
Right.
Why are we shocked?
I know.
It's just 2020. That's all. That's all.
Daily Wire host spreads racist birther conspiracy theory against Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Did you see, even Newsweek kind of sort of apologized, but they didn't take down the story, the op-ed that they printed. That guy was like, well, you know, she's not eligible. Constitutionally, she's not eligible.
Shit, yes.
And, now, of course, they're still talking. And Trump is like, you know, I heard they're saying, a lot of smart people are saying that she's not. I don't know. I haven't really looked into it. I don't know.
I haven't looked into it. He says that all the time about shit people ask him. To me, it's surprising that the press would ask something of a president that he hasn't looked into. Aren't they always looking into shit?
Well, one would hope.
Aren't they always up on the issues that they're going to anticipate questions? I mean, I know they're lying sometimes, but I really believe this guy doesn't know shit. Trump's stupid. That's a hot take.
Good news?
Yes.
A federal judge in New York has blocked the Trump administration's new rule.
Yes.
Excluding transgender protections from the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, my God. Excluding trans... Why would you do that? Why would you want to exclude
because
protections?
Because they're heinous.
Yes.
In his decision, the judge, Frederick Block...
Yes.
...cited the Supreme Court's recent ruling, Bostock... versus Clayton County, the pro-LGBTQ ruling recently handed down by Trump-appointed Neil Gorsuch.
Damn!
So this judge cited Trump's own appointee.
Oh, shit!
In
here's your
blocking
balls.
This rule that he wants.
Here's your sack.
The federal judge blocked the Trump administration's attempt to strip transgender protections from Obamacare, explaining that SCOTUS's Bostock decision means sex discrimination encompasses anti-trans discrimination. So
yeah,
Trump can't prevent trans people from having protections under the Affordable Care Act.
Shit.
Because of that recent
decision. Damn, Trump.
God, this is where our taxpayer dollars have been going.
I know.
Let's all think about that.
It's crazy.
Think of all the time and legislation that our tax dollars have been paying for all the heinous, horrific shit these Republicans have been trying to get done.
I mean, we... I mean, we didn't do one story today where I was like, oh, the government just did something productive.
Well, wait.
I mean, the thing
is, we need to take back the Senate... We need to take, which, by the way...
Big, the House is doing shit, though. The House, they're passing things.
Big news that one of the big procrastinators...
Yes?
Has... Procrastinators. Prognosticators. excuse me.
He's a premier...
and they're very late in giving out their prognostications.
A known procrastinator! Of note.
Has now... flipped
yes
South Carolina's Senate seat to Jamie Harrison.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That's awesome. I like him. Man, you see that guy interviewed, you're like, yeah, I'd rather have this guy than Lindsey Graham.
Oh, well.
In the Senate. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't find the exact numbers there, but yeah, I don't know if it's a betting place or if it's a just a poll place like or whatever, odds. But yeah,
it's Vegas.
It's now, Lindsey Graham is losing to Jamie Harrison. It's been a statistical tie
right
for a little bit now.
Yes, God,
but apparently.
I mean, you just see that guy enter, you see him campaign, and you see Jamie Harrison talk, you have to figure he's going to have a better go at it, the campaign trail, because he talks like a human fucking being.
Here it is. Cook Political Report.
Yeah.
Has downgraded Lindsey Graham's reelection chances.
Oh, shit. Dang.
So there you go.
Right. Downgraded Lindsey. What's he going to do if he loses his job?
Oh, he's probably got some.
He'll be on the board of some.
He
fucking...
gave, yeah, he voted some way for somebody sometime guaranteed him a board spot.
He'll probably make a lot of money.
A lot of money.
What are the chances Lindsey Graham dies poor?
Unlikely.
Okay.
Lindsey's going to have some, unless there's some shenanigans he can be caught. He's going to be caught up in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You never know.
Well, I mean, I thought Lindsey was named in the Mueller report or something. There was, he wasn't sucked into that shit.
I don't literally think so. Yeah. I mean, he's just debased himself and humiliated himself.
And he didn't even get like a cabinet spot or anything from Trump. He didn't get shit.
Michelle Obama is going to speak at the convention.
Oh, okay.
The Democratic convention.
Cool. Is that tonight? Is she speaking? No, Cuomo's speaking tonight.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
He'll probably be good.
Well, yeah, and he did a press conference today, and he previewed his speech. He goes, it's funny, he's like, I'm going to practice. It's like he practiced part of his speech at the press conference. It's kind of funny.
Oh, boy. Trump.
Yes.
Was on, is this on this Fox and Friends craziness this morning?
Nazis and Friends.
Oh, no, this is, where is he? Oh, this is in Minnesota.
Right.
We are going to win 4 more years.
This is Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
God. It's real.
And then after that, we'll go for another 4 years because, you know what? They spied on my campaign. We should get a redo of 4 years.
Okay.
See, he knows that's gonna.
He knows he's gonna lose.
It's the kidding, not kidding.
And he's gonna lose. It's gonna be so bad. He's gonna say, "Listen, there was obvious cheating. There's no way Sleepy Joe beat me by this much. And look what Bob Mueller did to me. Look what all these assholes did to me about these Ukraine shit.
The deep state.
Oh, yes. The deep state. Nobody did shit about Obamagate. And Jeff Sessions didn't protect me at the beginning like Eric Holder did for Obama. Grievance, grievance, grievance. I'm not leaving.
There's another Karen.
Yes.
White woman caught on video verbally attacking or Latino man.
I thought you say all of Mexico. That's nice. God, did you see the guy get punched? The guy on the train get punched when he didn't have a mask on? I think it was in New York.
Mm-mm. There's a lot of those.
I sent it to you. God bless you, lady.
Nasty Mexican dog.
Hey, God bless you.
Nasty Mexican dog.
God bless
nasty
you, lady.
Mexican dog. Don't God bless me. You. Nasty Mexican dog.
God bless
dog.
You, lady. God bless
Mexican
you.
Mexican dog.
Keep following me and nasty. I'll call the cops on you.
I'm not following you. You're following me,
God
dog.
God bless you, lady.
You're
God bless you.
You're following me, dog.
God
you're
bless
following
you.
Me, dog.
God bless you, lady. God bless you.
No, don't.
God bless
fuck
you, lady.
Off.
Jesus loved you. God bless you. Don't be talking to me
no,
like
no,
that.
No, don't talk to me about about no, Jesus. I don't want to talk to you, you dirty dog. Don't start talking to me, nasty dog.
Calm down, lady.
Mexican nasty turd.
Have a nice day. Have a nice day. God bless you.
Turd.
God bless you.
Turd, nasty Mexican turd.
God bless
dog.
You, lady. God bless you.
No,
don't. Turd. Turd.
Okay. Is that an accent I'm hearing? Mexican turd, nasty dog. And she kept saying that over and over again. Why does she say it like that? Mexican turd, nasty dog.
This person tweeted, my boyfriend was walking to his car when he witnessed a woman in his neighborhood yelling racial slurs at a Latino man walking his dog. My boyfriend called her to stop and proceeded to walk to his car. She was waiting for him up the hill and started to attack him verbally.
Oh,
so this is part two. Somewhere she was already earlier yelling at a guy and his dog.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, I bet that lady, a lot of her day is this. It must be, you know? And I guess Karen's, it's the reckoning's coming, right? He's gonna, it'll happen soon.
Well, it's happening now.
You're going to yell at somebody, and they're going to pull their phone out.
They're being on, yeah.
And, the next
and day, that's when they really lose their minds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The ones that have a little bit of smarts.
Right.
They're like, oh, shit.
And maybe if you're good, if there's a way you can, you could turn that into a stand-up career.
This stand-up? Where?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a credit. It's where would you go and do it? I don't know. Well, in your fan base, you could go do it on a cruise or something. Like Trumpalo.
Oh, yeah. Just get everybody tested.
Yeah, this is the Karen that, people that they could probably do conventions, a Karen cruise, which is probably a cruise.
We got a few more minutes left here in the big show. It's happening everywhere though too.
Oh shit!
Even in Spain, they had an anti-mask rally, chanting freedom. Hundreds of people rallied Sunday in Madrid to protest against the mandatory use of face masks and other restrictions imposed by the Spanish government.
God.
And I'm sure they're not fired up by bots on the internet at all.
Fuck no. No. You know, I'm an egocentric American fuckface. I just imagine that Putin and China, they're just fucking with us. That it's enough to them to fuck our country up. But that's thinking like a dumb fuck American. He wants to fuck everybody up, right? I mean,
destabilize Western.
Does he want the EU to go away?
Oh, yeah.
Does he want NATO to go away?
Yeah, big first. That's his number one wish.
Yeah.
Protesters held up homemade placards featuring slogans that included "The virus does not exist," "Masks kill," and "We are not afraid."
Oh, yes. How many doctors a year die from maskitis?
The demonstration drew a variety of attendees, including conspiracy theorists, libertarians, and opponents of vaccination.
God. Opponents of vaccinations! Oh, God.
A number of participants cited a slickly edited documentary dubbed Plandemic! Oh,
fucking Christ.
Which has been removed from several social media platforms, including YouTube and Facebook, because it was found to have false claims.
You know, I'll see people post, and they're like, here's a Google link to this. They can't take that. And they'll Google link to, like, a PDF of it. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I have not seen it.
It's bullshit.
What is it about?
It's about how it was all planned.
Oh, okay. Plandemic.
About all the lies that they're spreading about it to take away your freedoms.
Is the voiceover done by Scott Baio?
And
that would be great. Or Kirk Cameron,
Joe
probably.
Piscopo.
Oh, yeah. Joe Piscopo.
We haven't heard from him in a while. He's got his own radio show, but he's a hardcore Trumpist.
Dude, if I'm in the Christian biz and I'm Kirk Cameron, or who's the other guy I mentioned? I forget. Kirk Cameron, not Joe Piscopo.
Bayo.
Joe Piscopo is not in the same class as Scott Baio and Kirk Cameron. I'm sorry.
No, but he's a right-wing dickbag.
Okay.
He's got a right-wing AM radio show or something
now.
And he's way Trumpy.
Okay.
sadly.
Yeah. Mel Gibson. Why isn't Mel Gibson their main guy? It seems like he should be. Mel Gibson should be their main guy.
It's about, it's an anti-vax video, mostly. Yeah.
Is Mel Gibson an anti-vaxxer?
The pandemic.
Yeah, oh, okay. I mean, you know, it's how are we going to get a vaccine to work if nobody wants to take a vaccine?
Many protesters in Spain did not wear a mask, even though it's required by law in public across Spain.
Perfect!
Mask wearing was initially imposed in early May as a requirement for those using public transport, was later expanded in a country where the virus has killed nearly 29,000 people. Protest comes 2 days after the government announced new restrictions to curb the virus, including closing discos, banning smoking in public areas when it's not that's going to kill them.
But that's Spain. Hold on. Spain.
See.
Okay. They've had 29,000 deaths.
Right.
Like, well, that's bullshit. In what month?
America's like, total.
That's.
And it's going up.
That we,
again,
see,
a little bit. They're having a little spike.
Shouldn't we all be outraged because that's Spain and look where we are? This is unacceptable. Well,
right. And
we should
other
be
countries
Spain.
We can compare ourselves to.
I mean,
to
we should want to do better than Spain.
One would hope.
But we haven't. And we
we're
are.
The richest, allegedly most technologically advanced country on the planet.
There, and there's so much virus in Florida, you're fucked. Sorry.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
The drawbridges to prevent hordes of rioters from ransacking the city. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? 17 officers were injured in Chicago. They had a week, a little while ago, during a weekend spree where 78 people were shot and 18 died. That's worse than Afghanistan, which we're getting out of. That's worse than Iraq, which we're almost out of. That's worse than Syria, which we're out of. Except we kept the oil, but that's okay. We don't have to talk
that's
about
not
it.
True.
Okay, okay.
It's,
I lived in Chicago.
It's all not true.
None of that's true. None of that's fucking
well, there's,
true.
There's some
crime
high crime number.
There.
There's bad areas right now, and they need to get a handle on it. But how about addressing the economic and culturally racist suppression of communities instead of saying, oh, look at the blacks.
Yeah, or like, let's compare the crime rates between Aleppo and Chicago.
Aleppo?
What's
Aleppo?
I want to be president. What's Aleppo?
This is, I don't know what this, somebody was watching Fox.
Yes.
It says, Fox News, LOL, cuts away from Trump's speech as he starts getting delusional and talking about how he plans to win New York in 2020.
Why cut away from that?
For Republicans, you have to run the whole board because they start off. Now, we're going to play for New York. With all of the crime in New York, I'm going to play for New York.
President Trump speaking live with an airplane hangar, calling it a peaceful protest. Not a traditional campaign rally, really zeroing in on Joe Biden, saying he's bossed around.
That's fucking Jesse Waters.
God, that's Jesse Waters.
My ears are bleeding.
Dude, you are a fucktwant, dude. I saw a snippet of him over the weekend. You're just an asshole.
Somehow his hair is getting darker as he ages. It's kind of amazing.
Wasn't Jesse Waters involved in some shenanigans? Like an associate producer?
He cheated on his wife with like quite young.
Well, listen, the guy's hilarious. He's got a great job at Fox.
Hilarious.
Making the world worse.
He was fucking Bill O'Reilly's
little bitch.
Little racist field reporter.
Yes. Yep. He was the funny guy. On the Bill O'Reilly
Waters
show.
World. Ha ha, he's going to go to Chinatown, find some old Chinese people who don't speak English and make fun of them for that. And then in the background, they're going to play, look how funny we are.
You're not exaggerating, though.
That's the
exactly it.
That's
that
the exact spot, yeah.
And you know, I just don't know. I can't think of a darker, more evil figure in right-wing nutjob broadcasting than Bill O'Reilly.
Who is going to get a new radio gig, by the way. Yeah, he's going to be back on AM radio somewhere in New York, maybe.
Jesse Waters came up with Bill O'Reilly. That's sickening.
All right.
Bill O'Reilly's,
and both of them scumbags and misogynists.
Oh yes,
and treat women like shit.
Wow, so judgy, so accurate.
And my favorite tweet of the day. We talked about this offline earlier.
Crab diving offline.
News is that Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has agreed to testify before the House Oversight Committee on Monday, August 24th, next Monday.
Damn!
And one of our fave new representatives, Representative Katie Porter of New York.
Oh, shit, DeJoy, you're fucked.
Retweeted that news and said, I hope the Postmaster General comes prepared. I know I will.
Hey, why are we giving him a week?
He's busy.
Fuck that. He's busy. No, he's got it's Congress. Shit going on, man. Too bad. Get over here. We pay you.
He's got stuff going on. Trump's got to tell him what to say.
It's like in these cop dramas. Oh, are we done?
Yeah, we got to go.
Fuck.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're available every goddamn weekday afterwards as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internets. RatedRComedy.com. His Instagram is RatedRComedy. His Facebook is RatedRComedy. Or his Twitter is at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We will talk at y'all again tomorrow. Have a good, safe evening, everybody.
Right winging, bitter, clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our religions, and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.